Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Guys, great to have you here. We're just honored and thrilled to have the Doobie Brothers on our rather intimate stage here.
I'm glad to be here.
Like to talk a little modern times and a little history with you, too, if you don't mind. I mean, I think you're going to find this a little easier crowd today than what you guys started with back, 1970 and the bikers. How did you get so embraced by the biking crowd in California?
We were scared of them.
Actually, that's, I don't want to say a myth. It's not a myth. We did play for bikers, but we played for everybody. It's not like all we did was play for bikers. That's kind of inaccurate. Some of them used to come by the house on 12th Street once in a while. And that always made for some interesting times. But they would also show up at a place called the Chateau, which Pat wrote a song on our new album about. And we saw them on, you know, semi-regular basis, but then we saw everybody on a semi-regular basis. So we played for your regular hippies, your general run-of-the-mill bikers, your crazy people, your average students from school, you know. All
must
that.
Be something in a name, and I suppose...
nah.
After all these years... After all these years, you guys must... be like brothers and more than just Doobie. I mean, you guys are the, a lot
we
of
are more like brothers and Doobies. That's true.
So after this this scene where you know were very popular with a certain culture in California, then it kind of explodes nationally. I suppose Listen to the Music might have gotten that started. To Loose Street, was it kind of, what was it like after that? Was it kind of a whirlwind or something? Did you see this coming?
No, I don't think, you know, we get asked that a lot. I don't think anybody can see, unless you got second sight or something. I mean, whatever happens, happens, and we never knew. We did our first album, we thought that was going to be a big deal, and it went cardboard, so.
it took us a lot longer, probably, than it seems, you know. Like, even when we were actually at Hit Records, we still weren't making a lot of money. You know, we were still kind of scrambling, and we had been pretty much getting public assistance, you know, food stamps to live on at that time, borrowing money from our parents and stuff. And then, you know, we started working. We still weren't making a ton of money. You know, it wasn't until probably our third album that we actually started making, you know, better money.
Enough money to get in trouble.
We're always trying to get advances from the record label. You know,
that's interesting.
Advance us a little bit more money, and you know, they send us $500 or something. Enough to pay our rent. We're always trying to get the rent money.
For the whole band.
You know, one, that's kind of interesting because eventually, you know, you go on, I think $30 million was the total I heard on album sales.
We never made that much, no.
I was talking units.
In yen.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I was thinking about, you know, the chance to talk to you guys over the past few days. Now, and one of the parallels I kind of drew was another band, the Eagles, also California-based. And, you know, if you look at the careers of the two bands, there's a lot of similarity because you guys had about the same number of albums, the first incarnations of each band spanning about the same years. Did you guys ever have, like, a Beatles-Beach Boys kind of rivalry with the Eagles, or am I just dreaming this up?
We didn't see them often enough to do that, to be honest with you. We only play them every once in a blue moon. And we didn't know anybody that well in the Beatles. The Beatles, hello. The Eagles, one of those guys, I don't know. Anyway, we played with them, you know, like I think the one time, the first time we played for them, I mean, played for them, or with them, I should say, at a gig was in Syracuse, New York, and they had Wicked Woman. That was their biggest, first big hit. And that was 1972 in the War Memorial Auditorium. And that's the first time I remember ever playing with them.
Kind of another unusual thing was that your first number one hit was actually a B-side of Another Park, Another Sunday. Mm-hmm. That had to come as a bit of a, that was his choice?
No, it was his song.
Oh. He didn't.
It was my choice, yes.
He didn't write this and say I want it to be a B-side, did you?
Tell him all about
what
it.
What was the question? Is there a question?
That's a little obtuse. I didn't catch it either.
I mean, I just kind of wonder who decided that which.
I did know the Eagles.
Oh,
that's right.
I knew Bernie actually before he was in the Eagles. So
oh, okay, there you go.
Interesting.
That's cool. But
that's another story.
All right. All right.